Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, September 28, 2006. Israeli air forces struck a Palestinian house in Rafah. The army injures an old farmer north of Beit Lahia town in the Gaza Strip. And in the West Bank, the army invades several cities and takes prisoners. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli army injured Jamal al-Attar, 45, after firing live rounds at him in a Sika area near Beit Lahia town in the northern part of the Gaza Strip on Thursday. Medical sources in Kamal Adwan Hospital near Beit Lahia reported that al-Attar sustained medium injuries due to a bullet wound in the leg and will remain at the hospital for more treatment. In the meantime, scores of Palestinian police officers protested Thursday morning in the Gaza Strip against the near 7-month freeze on wages by closing some vital roads in the southern and central areas of the Gaza Strip. The police officers protested on less traveled roads connecting Gaza City with the refugee camp and villages around it, demanding their salaries. Palestinian public and security employees have not received their salaries for the past 7 months due to the U.S.-led sanctions imposed in January 2006 after Hamas won the elections. Medical sources in Gaza City reported that Taysir al-Hindi, 45, died Thursday morning of wounds he sustained earlier this month in Gaza. Al-Hindi sustained critical wounds in the head during clashes between the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades, the armed wing of Fatah, and the newly formed executive force near Kamal Adwan Hospital in Gaza on the 12th of September 2006, sources said. During the clashes, 6 people were injured, including Al-Hindi. In a pre-dawn shelling on Thursday, Israeli air forces struck a Palestinian house in Rafah in the southern part of the Gaza Strip shortly after troops phoned the inhabitants and ordered them to leave. 2 missiles were fired in the house, leveling it completely. Local sources in Rafah reported that 3-story building belongs to resident Sami Sabri Breka. Damage was reported to several surrounding houses as well. Civil defense and rescue teams rushed to the area immediately. No injuries were reported. An Israeli army source said that the owner of the shelled house is a member of the Islamic Resistance Movement, Hamas. Israeli soldiers took prisoner Jihad al-Turk, Nitham Mujahid, and Sahdi Mujahid during an Israeli army search campaign to residents' homes in the western areas of the West Bank city of Hebron Thursday morning. Troops attacked the residents' homes located in Wadi al-Karam area west of Hebron and searched and ransacked them before taking the 3 to unknown locations, their families reported. The Israeli army has taken prisoner 60 civilians from the Hebron district since the beginning of September 2006, according to the Prisoner Society office in Hebron. Also on Thursday morning, the Israeli soldiers took prisoner 2 residents in a pre-dawn invasion to several parts of the West Bank city of Nablus. In Balata refugee camp, troops attacked and ransacked scores of residents' homes and shot live rounds randomly at residents before taking a 20-year-old young woman, Dua Hussein, and another unknown youth from the refugee camp to unknown locations, eyewitnesses reported. Elsewhere, in nearby Rojab and Asira Ashamaliya villages near Nablus, soldiers searched scores of homes and damaged families' belongings during the dawn invasion today. The army claimed they were looking for wanted people. In other areas of the West Bank, Israeli forces invaded the villages of El Zababda and Siliat al-Harthiya near the city of Jenin and took prisoner 3 residents on Thursday at dawn. Troops entered El Zababda village east of Jenin and took Amar Abbas, 29, and Mohammed Abu Khamis, 32, to unknown locations after searching a stone-making factory where they work. Meanwhile, soldiers invaded Siliat al-Hathiya village west of Jenin and searched and ransacked scores of residents' homes before taking Mahmoud Tahina, 20, to an unknown location, local sources reported. Also near Jenin, the Israeli army took prisoner Obaida Yassin, 21, and Ibrahim Yassin, 22, during a dawn invasion of Abu Daif village east of the West Bank city of Jenin on Thursday. Israeli forces took prisoner 2 residents in a pre-dawn invasion to the West Bank city of Bethlehem on Thursday. More than 8 army vehicles surrounded Rahma area on the east side of Bethlehem, searched several homes, then took Rami Shawaria, 22, to an unknown location. In El Karkafa area on the west side of the city, troops stormed, searched, and ransacked the house of Musa Zawahra, 44, then took him to an unknown location, eyewitnesses reported. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to the Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, brought to you by Keisha Kay and Ghassan Banoura.